This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Small Business Administration has some rules about how small you got to be considered a small business. Depending on the industry, anywhere from 250 to 1,500 employees. But what about businesses with like 2 or 6 or maybe 12 employees? Smaller than small? Call them micro businesses. We are going to spend some time this month hearing from microbusiness owners about what a year of a virus economy has done to them. And we're going to start with Ashley Ordonez. She owns the Bear Bar in Denver. It's a beauty bar where she and one other employee at the moment offer waxing and facial and other things along those lines. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we should say you've been in the beauty business for a long time. You started your shop end of 2019, beginning of 2020, which in the annals of business timing is terrible. How long did it take you to realize that things were going to be bad?
I think I had like this inkling kind of as soon as we closed everything down and we were in red on March 17th and we were, you know, forced to close. It definitely gave me a sense of like, oh, darn, this is really bad timing. But I had enough in savings that I was like, we're going to make it through. We're just going to be tight at first.
And I don't necessarily need to know the numbers, but I imagine you're losing money every month. I mean, you can't possibly be making money even with only two people.
It is so crazy to see where we were to where we are right now. I could have never predicted that it would be this bad.
Did you apply for a PPP loan in the first round?
I did. I applied for that and the EIDL loan, and I was denied for both because of timing.
Say more about timing.
So unfortunately, the way the PPP has been stipulated, I had to have been in business and taking clients by February 15th.
Oh, wow.
But unfortunately, I signed my lease on February 14th. So I had to build out my studio, but I was already locked into my lease. So it's like a four-year lease that I was already locked into. We were actually supposed to open on March 21st, was going to be our grand opening, but then we got that news that we were in the red zone and that we had to close everything until further notice. So because I hadn't been able to take clients because we had just opened and we had to build out, they just said that I didn't suffer an economic disaster, which is just crazy to be told that when you're locked into something, there's no way out of it. But you're also forced to be closed for 3 months. It's just a huge blow to the business.
Do you think, and look, I get that you are, as a small business owner, trying every day to figure out ways to make your business survive this. But do you think people are paying attention to you and the other micro businesses out there in this economy?
Definitely feel a little lost in the shuffle. I think that the banks are looking at those big businesses that can provide more back to the bank. I think that they're looking at these small micro businesses as a risk, but we're the ones that really need the support the most, and we're just not seen in this at all, which is really disheartening.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. How have you kept this business open? Are you piling on your own credit card debt? Have you mortgaged your house? I mean, what are you doing?
That is the next step. So I actually sold my $12,000 anniversary ring to put towards the business.
Wow.
And at this point, yes, I actually have a meeting later today with my bank to try to get a line of credit. So we'll hopefully we can get approved for that so that we don't have to close permanently.
Yeah. Have you thought about just shutting it down and walking away?
Yes. I had that conversation with my husband this morning, which is a really heartbreaking decision to talk about. We actually sold our house to open this place, which was over a 4,000 square foot home, and we just moved into like a 1,900 square foot home.
Oh, yeah.
So we already sold one home to live out this dream of opening our own place. So the thought of selling another home just doesn't really seem like an option for me. I feel like my family has already sacrificed enough.
Yeah. How much longer are you going to give it, Ashley?
My husband's begging me to hold on till May.
Okay.
I'm definitely at the point of thinking about stepping away, but he's begging me to stay till May. So I think I'm going to hold off to May and pray to the Lord that he helps me through it.
Yeah. Ashley Ordonez, she's in Denver, Colorado, runs a business there called the Bear Bar Studios. Ashley, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.